Okay, thanks for tuning in to listen to more words of Dr. Dyer, Power of Intention. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Hey, it's that time of the week again. Already it is Wednesday. I am just always blown away how quickly Mondays and Tuesdays wow. They're like vapor. They just, go away really fast. Lots of things going on. April's just a packed, jammed month for a lot of people. There's all sorts of Easter activities going on this year, right about now, because our Easter is April 20th. Today is April 16th. It's actually my brother's birthday, so... Oh my goodness, I'm emceeing for one event, well actually two events, and then we have another annual dinner where I am oftentimes the greeter, sometimes the MC. So that's just part of what's going on the rest of the month. But today, you're probably wondering, who is this talking, if it's the first time you've tuned in. If it is the first time you've tuned in to listen to Gabbin with Gale, your success connector, here's why I can help you grow your business. I have been in business for many, many years of my life, and I've had a lot of experiences and incredible life lessons, lots of adventures. I've not stayed in the same area of careers. I've been a secretary for 24 years, but in that reign of time, I was a secretary to a mayor and understood why politicians are so I'm not going to say anything more there. So, and then I've been an assistant to a psychic. And so I've been in network marketing. I've been in timeshare. I've sold cars. I've done the telemarketing. I have been a publisher and an editor. And so I have many, many different layers of my work experience. And through that, I have found that one of the most profound things about any of it are the people that cross my path during whatever adventure I might be on, whether there's someone walking alongside me doing the same thing, or there's someone that I encounter in the course of selling advertising. The people that I've sold timeshare to are still lifelong friends. It's just been an amazing journey, and I have success stories and I have failures, but they all accumulate to maybe helping you. If I share the right lesson at the right time and you listen, it might be something that can inspire you or detour you from making the same mistake that I did. So I bring this to you through the podcast venue because, to me, attached to social media is one of the most profound and exciting platforms there is today to help people develop personally and professionally. We call it personal development. I've been a personal development junkie for years because one small book changed my life for forever. So that put me on that journey of always embracing what other people have done before me so that I can learn from them. So that's what I do for you Monday through Thursday. I share with you the life lessons, what's trending, what's going on, what might help you. On Wednesdays, we review a book. On Fridays, I actually interview someone on their journey, and we share with our audience their success stories. I believe everyone has a success story that needs to be heard. And so we have heard some very amazing stories, anywhere from authors and speakers to amazing fitness hula hoop creator to event planners to vocational coaches. just imagine all the different people out there with all the different kinds of expertise that you can tune into and listen. And you're going, okay, well, I'm here now, but where do I tune in again? Okay, that would be thegailfolashow.com or gabbinwithgail.com, whichever floats your boat. Either one will get you the same place. And here's what I want to share with you. If you hear something, or you listen to a guest and you need to know more, that's where you want to go, thegailfolashow.com, and you will find it all right there. You'll find it under my favorites. That's where I list my resources. The guests appear right there on the blog platform where it says blog/podcast. My guests appear there, their stories, in a sort of a wrap-up, a recap. And then you can actually listen to the videos. So I want to share that with you. I don't like to take a break in the middle of my show and give a station break. I know a lot of podcasters do that. And maybe someday I'll get in the habit of that. But you know, when I get this talking, I just never know when to stop and say, okay, station break, thegailfolashow.com. But I will suggest, if you don't mind, that you share these shows with people, because every time you share, every time you listen, every time you download, every time you give a review on iTunes, any of those activities helps to increase our audience. Because you know what? You never know when you might be the person I'm interviewing. So wouldn't it be wonderful if you knew that you helped build this audience for someone else? Because this show is all about giving to other people, because I truly believe together we can make a difference. So today, it is Wednesday, so it is Words of Wisdom Wednesday. I copied that off of a friend. I hope she doesn't mind. I didn't realize I copied it from her, but I did. She doesn't mind. Caroline Gavin. If you haven't checked out Caroline Gavin, you can find her at purposefulpathway.com. Extraordinarily woman. Extraordinary. You got to listen to her stuff. But for right now, we are reviewing Dr. Wayne W. Dyer's The Power of Intention, Learning to Co-Create Your World, Your Way. So what does that mean, really? Well, this is a book that initially I got the CD for. And I listened to the CD, and I listened to the CD, and I listened to the CD, and I was like, okay, I'm really not feeling it with this book, so I'm not listening to the CD anymore. So I got rid of it. And then I was at a library book sale, and lo and behold, here's a hardback copy of the book, The Power of Intention. So I thought, well, for a buck, I'll get the book. I'll read the book. I am now on my third reading of this book. It's like, and I'm sure this has happened to you, you've picked up a book and you've started to read it. You just couldn't get into it. You put it down. Or you read it through, you shook your head and you're like, what was that? I'm one of these people that I get a book, I feel like I'm obligated to read it all the way through. But I got to tell you, my bookshelf right now, there's a lot of bookmarks in my books where I've stopped for whatever reason. But when I go back and I pick that same book up at another point in my life, I get more out of it than I originally encountered. Because you have to be, I truly believe, you have to be at the right place at the right time to absorb the knowledge that's being put in front of you. And there's an old saying that when you're ready, the teacher will come. And I think it's the same way with books. This book, The Power of Intention, I read it through so fast the first time because all of a sudden it was speaking to me. Loud and clear. I was hearing these words. I was seeing the messages. I was taking it in. I started applying the seven faces of intention. And I was starting to experience a shift in my own behavior. I was becoming a kinder, more loving, more patient, more creative person. And so when I started on the third reading, I had started doing my podcasts. And I thought, you know what? There are probably a lot of people out there that, one, don't have the time to read. Two, they're really not sure what book they would pick up. I have encountered so many people that never pick up a book. And I just don't understand that because I've been a book reader all of my life. But I do know that when I was a president of the BNI, one of the things I would ask people, I would say, who here is reading personal development and what is it you're reading? I expected three-fourths of the room to raise their hand. I think maybe one person raised their hand. I was sort of like, wow, really? Well, I went on after my term of presidency was over. I then volunteered to be the education chair. And I would stand up every week at our meeting and I would give an educational moment. And where did I get that from? I got that from books. And so I would share the title of the book. And I would tell people, you got to get this book. You got to read this book. It will make a difference in your life. I don't think anybody ever got a book. When I was selling timeshare, at one juncture, I had gotten very ill. It was wintertime. I had worked 15-hour days through the entire season. At Christmas time, I said, okay, I got to go home. I got to see my kids. Got on an Amtrak train. Slept for 11 straight hours. Almost missed my stop. I got there. I hadn't been around my kids' cats for a while. And I'm a little bit allergic to them. And so I started having some coughing issues and what have you. Nothing major. And then New Year's came along, and I was traveling by Amtrak once again. Now I was meeting my boyfriend in New York City, and we were going to celebrate with his son, who was in, his granddaughter was a model for Calvin Klein, and his son was on a Broadway play, and so we had a whole lineup of things we were going to do. But I arrived in New York City with this horrendous cough, get back to Virginia and go to the doctors, find out I've got this horrible, horrible bronchitis infection, and they take me out of work for 3 full weeks. So when you've been out of the sales world for about a month, because actually, well, it was more than a month, it was about 6 weeks because I'd been home to visit my kids in New York. So about 6 weeks, I was out of the loop. I was out of the rhythm. And when I got back into the sales force, I was stumbling. I just didn't have my rhythm. So one of those days when I was homesick, I had watched a Tony Robbins commercial for the first time in my life. And he had his power, I don't remember the name of it, program. It was $200. And I thought, this is what I need to get myself back in the game. So I bought it. I applied it. I did it. I had a great success. I went back and I was nailing. I was selling. I was signing people up. And the management came to me and they said, Gail, what are you doing? I said, well, I got this Tony Robbins material. And I said, I'm following what it says. And oh my goodness, it's been like a breakthrough for me. And oh, what a difference it's making for me. And they said, well, we see that. Would you mind giving a presentation to the sales reps so they can jump on board? I said, absolutely. So I did. Did anybody follow? Nope. So not everybody is inclined to self-help them with personal development. So I decided I'd bring a few excerpts to you on your drive to work or if you're jogging or you're walking your dog, however you choose to listen to my podcast. I thought this might be a way that I can share with you why you might want to start picking up books, which you can find at my favorites page or resources. I'm in the transition of changing my pages. But, you know, you just never know. When I picked up a book 30-some years ago, and it literally changed my life, I have never, ever stopped embracing what other people have to share with me. So here we go. Today is Be Beauty. He has 7 faces of intention. And this is what Emily Dickinson wrote about beauty. Beauty is not caused. It is, as you, and then dot, 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 as you awaken to your divine nature, you'll begin to appreciate beauty in everything you see, touch, and experience. Beauty and truth are synonymous, as you read earlier in John Keats' famous observation in Ode on a Grecian Urn. Beauty is truth, truth, beauty. This means, of course, that the creative spirit brings things into the world of boundaries to thrive and flourish and expand. And it wouldn't do so were it not infatuated with the beauty of every manifested creature, including you. Thus, to come back into conscious contact with your source, so as to regain the source of power of your source, is to look for and experience beauty in all of your undertakings. Life, truth, beauty. These are all symbols for the same thing, an aspect of the God force. Now, you may be listening to me, you may be going, okay, Gail, is this a God thing you're bringing to us? You know, everybody has a source. I truly believe that everyone has something that they connect to. You might call it God. You might call it your awakening, whatever you choose to call it. But with Dr. Dyer, he does refer to God. And then he goes on to say, there was a man who didn't, and this is from a book called Kindle My Heart. There was a man who did not like his in-laws because, oh, this is a great story. Okay, I can tell this story without reading it. There's a man, and this comes to a lot of things, and it comes back in a lot of ways to being grateful. But this farmer had, there was a man who did not like his in-laws because they felt they took up too much space in the house than they should. So he went to a teacher nearby, and that he'd heard a lot about. And so he's asking him, what can I do to, you know, I need to do something about my in-laws. I just can't tolerate them being in my house anymore. They're just taking up way too much space. And so the teacher asked him, so do you have some chickens? Farmer says, sure, I have chickens. Put all the chickens inside the house. He did what the teacher said, and they went back to him. Teacher says, problem solved? No, it's worse. Do you have sheep? Yes. Well, bring all your sheep inside. Of course, he did that. Went back to the teacher. The teacher said, problem solved? No, it's getting worse. Do you have a dog? Well, I have several. So take all those dogs into the house. Finally, the man ran back to the teacher and said, I came to you for help, but now all I've got is my... This is just making my life worse than ever. I've got dogs. I got sheep. I've got all this in my house. What? Oh, my goodness. Teacher said, well, now send all the chicken, all the sheep, and all the dogs back inside. Well, you know what? Now that they were all gone, the man went home and noticed that he had a lot of space in his house, and he thanked the teacher. He says, you solved all my problems. Well, he didn't solve his problems. What he did was he shared with him the beauty of the space he already had. But he was very tunnel visioned, didn't see any of that as beauty. He saw it as aggravation. He saw it as them taking up space until suddenly there really was no more space. So I know it's a really strange little analogy that Dr. Dyer threw in there. But when you look around your world, instead of judging other people by what you see, their outfits might not be quite right. They may be mismatched. But look at their face. Do they have a nice face? Do they have a kind face? Can you find beauty in that face? You know, I look outside right now and from my home office, and I'm looking at the most beautiful green trees and purple flowers budding, and blue sky and clouds and the pond, and there's just so much beauty. Now that's what I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on some of the pieces of trash that are floating in the air. And they're not beautiful. But according to Dr. Dyer, I'm supposed to see beauty in that. So how can I see beauty in that trash? Well, I can remember what was inside the trash. That might have been beautiful. I don't know. But basically, I think that his words are simply, if we have an intention and we are intent on seeing beauty on things that we look at, that becomes our persona, that becomes our perspective, rather than being negative about the space that we do not have, and instead appreciate the space we have and see it as beautiful rather than ugly. So that's Dr. Dyer's word today. Now, next week, we'll be talking about be ever expansive. This one, I'm going to read up on a little bit more because it's a little bit different. So we got 5, 6, and 7 to share. And then I think the book that I'm going to talk with you about is going to be about connecting. It is a book that I'm reviving. It's one of those books I've read before, but I'm in a different place now. So I want to read it with you and get some more lessons out of it. And I hope today you get some great lessons out of this. And if you want to get Dr. Dyer's book, I really, really highly encourage you. It is The Power of Intention. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it off my resource page. But do get it. Do not get the CD. I really don't think that that is as powerful and as valuable as the book itself. And here's what you need to know. You don't need to sit down in one setting and read that book from cover to cover. Everybody's very busy. But what I do want to share with you is in the morning while you're having your breakfast, in the evening while you're having a snack, to find some part of your day. Did you just read one chapter? Just one chapter. You never know what nugget of gold might be in that next paragraph. I know from personal experience that words can change your life so much. So, until tomorrow, you have a very, very wonderful day. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.